KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Senator Hollis French announced in a press release this morning he is running for Alaska governor. The Democrat says friends, family, and supporters urged him to step forward. He says there are many issues facing Alaskans: oil taxes, education, and health care. French was first elected to the state Senate in 2002. He is in his fourth term before being elected to the Senate. French worked a dozen years in Alaska's oil fields. He then went to law school and subsequently joined the Alaska District Attorney's Office as a prosecutor. Erosion is threatening archaeological sites on the coast of northwest Alaska. And archaeologists are in a race against climate change to preserve the historical record of life from more than 4,000 years ago.
There are many of us that are, a little bit frantic about the rate of erosion on the coast and trying to get out and collect data as quickly as we can.
That's Shelby Anderson. She's an archaeologist and assistant professor of anthropology at Portland State University. Anderson has been researching how social and political networks were created in the past to deal with this type of environmental change in northwest Alaska. Her work has brought her to places like the Bering Land Bridge, Kotzebue, the Norton Sound, as well as Cape Krusenstern.
The erosion has been happening, throughout prehistory. Cape Krusenstern is a really good record of that. You can see there were these past periods of erosion that have erased parts of the archaeological record. The real problem is that it's happening a lot faster now and on an unprecedented scale.
Anderson says over the past 5,000 years, there's been a great deal of environmental change in coastal areas. She says her research in collaboration with the National Park Service may provide answers, identifying how people were affected by these changes in the past and how they adapted.
My sense in general as an archaeologist is that the past really, that's where we came from. And it's a limited resource. And, there are so many questions about the past that we won't be able to answer if the sites are just gone. They're irreplaceable.
Anderson says if priority is not given to preserve or document these sites now, the decision will affect future generations.
If we lose the past, I'm not sure how we'll know where to go. And I feel like it gives a grounding to, where people are today and who they are.
To hear more from Shelby Anderson and her research in northwest Alaska, tune in to Profiles after this newscast and the weather, also after the 6 p.m. weather. Two people are safe after crashing in a float plane near Paxson. The single-engine Piper Super Cub had taken off Monday from Tangle Lakes for Anchorage, but crashed after about 10 minutes. National Traffic Safety Board investigator Bryce Banning says the airplane's engine went idle just before 1 in the afternoon. The pilot landed on the tundra, and the airplane was damaged substantially. Names of the people on board were not released. The aircraft was registered in Anchorage. Water tank levels are still low in the city of Unalakleet. City manager Scott Dickens says that the demand for water is exceeding production. The tank is at 125,000 gallons. Dickens says that's 1/8 of what should be in the tank. But he says the city is still pumping water and the tank level is high enough that residents are no longer on a boil notice. Dickens says the main problem is the water flow. Back in the spring, the underground water transmission line froze, so an above-ground transmission line was installed. The Office of Environmental Health reports that when the line was thawed, the water flow rate was minimal. Dickens says the city is continuing to work on maintenance plans for the line, as there are still some breaks. In the short term, Dickens says the goal is to bury the above-ground transmission line in September to protect it from erosion and prepare for this winter. In the long term, Dickens says there's planning to put a new water transmission line in the next 5 to 10 years, but millions of dollars of funding are needed to make that happen. The Office of Environmental Health is expected to travel to Unalakleet next week to continue maintenance and prepare to winterize the line and connections to homes. The Coast Guard says its report to the Alaska grounding of a Royal Dutch Shell drilling barge will not be released to the public until early next year. Commander Joshua McTaggart in May led a 9-day hearing into the grounding of the Kulluk near a small island off Kodiak. The hearing conclusions were due July 5th to the commander of the of the Alaska District, Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo. Coast Guard spokesperson Kip Wadlow says McTaggart was granted a six-week extension to August 19. After a review by Ostebo, the investigative report will go to Coast Guard headquarters for another review and then public release. Wadlow says Shell will not review the report before its public release. Nome Public Schools has received completed architectural plans for remodeling the bathrooms in the Anvil City Science Academy. At last night's school board meeting, board members received copies of blueprints for the new layout. The number of bathrooms at the Anvil City Science Academy has been a topic of discussion since May. The number currently prohibits increasing student enrollment at the academy, something that's been called for by Principal Todd Heineman. Superintendent Steve Gast has been working with Heineman to make necessary remodeling changes, but the district has run into an issue with the project, finding asbestos. Gast says an asbestos abatement team will need to come in, which will increase the cost of the project.
It's not only the floor, the sheetrock has it in it too. And so they're going to tear all that stuff out. We're going to start the actual bathroom remodel.
Most of the bathroom remodel is anticipated to be finished by the start of the second semester. A final cost has not been provided yet by the contractors. The Board of Education meets next for a work session on August 27th. And the Alaska Democratic Party filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to overturn the latest election map as drawn by the State Redistricting Board. The party was joined in the lawsuit by two individuals, and it is the second lawsuit filed to overturn the map. The first was filed by Fairbanks area residents. Attorney Joe McKinnon, representing plaintiffs in the latest lawsuit, says he will seek to have the lawsuits consolidated. The Alaska Supreme Court has ordered that a new map be drawn for the 2014 elections after allowing an interim plan be used for 2012 races. Last week, the Alaska Redistricting Board asked a judge to dismiss an earlier challenge. The price of gold in New York is up $11.60 an ounce to $1,334 even. An ounce of silver up 25 cents to $21.81. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome a bit ahead of schedule at 8:49 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:40. It's unofficially 58 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.